This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Minnesota Lynx put a 10-game winning streak on the line tonight when they host Los Angeles at the Target Center. Guard Kayla McBride says it's been nice seeing Nafisa Collier integrate back into the lineup.
Her immediate impact is just her presence on the defensive end. She understands Cheryl's system, the shell. Everybody talks about our defense and stuff, but Fee is just another level of that. She's been Defensive Player of the Year for a reason. So I think it's just, can't replace it. Just understanding the timing and the spacing and all those things and what Cheryl expects from us, one-on-one, our rotations. So that's immediate impact. I think we felt that in the Toronto game, especially out there. Just her ability to get her hands on the ball, go straight up, be in the right spot, timing.
Tip time tonight is 8 o'clock. The Twins are at Kansas City tonight trying to salvage the final game of their 3-game set and trying to snap a 4-game losing streak. Meanwhile, the AAA Saints have won 4 in a row and they host Louisville tonight. The Vikings are off today. They'll be back at training camp tomorrow. Tight end T.J. Hockenson says he's been getting on the same page with new quarterback Kyler Murray this camp.
Every day we're out here, he's throwing the rock and, just continuing to try to make plays for him and get open. And, that's what this time's all about, is just, getting the rhythm and the timing of the offense and understanding your job and understanding where you're at in the concept. So I think, it's been fun to have that time with all the quarterbacks.
Meanwhile, co-owner Mark Will says he likes the quarterbacks on this roster and feels like a fan watching that battle unfold.
I can understand where the fan is, and we want to win. That's the measure, and quarterback's a hugely important position. And from ownership, our job, provide the resources to get the best players on the team. I think, seeing the rookies come in, seeing a lot of guys from 24, 25, excited to see them pop a little bit this year. All of that combines, but the resources and also the leadership. And we have a lot of confidence in the leadership of our coach and GM and the rest of the team.
This is MNN Sports.